name is High Rise, and you tune in right now to High Rise Sports Talk. Before I get started, let me just say this. This show is dedicated to someone that's very dear to my heart. All right. He's raised me to be the man who I am today through his tough love, his understanding. Pop, I love you, man. This one's for you. And I hope you like what you hear. All right. Let's go ahead and get into these topics today, people. All right. The first topic is the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. All right. Today is one of those games where we're looking at it in a sense of we have two teams that are 1-2 that's coming out of the NFC East. All right. So we're looking at it in a sense of who's going to bring up the rear, right? As you guys would call it, the NFC Leagues. All right. So before we get into the ins and outs of that, just understand Dallas Cowboys, that's my team. I'm a ride and die with them. I'm not jumping off the bandwagon. That's not how I get down. I love my team even when they lose. All right. But I'm a realist. I am a realist when it comes to my teams. Let me just put that out there. You have this thing when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys where people say, winning the championship this year. I don't know where that came from. All my partners around me that are Dallas Cowboys fans, we don't really talk that way. All right. We understand the history of the Cowboys, right? But we understand that. There are areas that needs to be fixed, major areas, in order for them to even talk about sniffing the Super Bowl, even talk about sniffing an NFC championship game. All right. But let me get that out of the way. All right. But what we got coming up, like I said before, we got this Dallas and Giants game. All right. Let's talk about these quarterbacks. Right, we got Dak Prescott. Let's talk about some of his numbers he had. You know, within these last three games, he has a total of 851 yards. He has four touchdowns. He has two picks. Right, with an overall QBR of 85. Right, the first game against the Browns, it was 179 yards, one touchdown. All right, zero picks. New Orleans, he had 293 yards, one touchdown, two picks. Game three. Baltimore, heartbreaking loss, right? That was 379 yards, two touchdowns, zero picks. My boy had a 91 QBR, all right? So then let's talk about, on the other side, Daniel Jones, right? His overall total that he had was 600 yards, four touchdowns, and he had two picks, all right? He looked pretty good out there, right, considering, right, the whole totality of what we're talking about as far as like his numbers are concerned, right? That first game was Minnesota. He had 186 yards. All right, that one right there, let me back up. That one was a little bit of a stinker, right? 186 yards, zero touchdowns, and two picks. His QBR was 44, people. Freaking 44. Game two, he had Washington. He did a little bit better that game, right? He had 178 yards, two touchdowns, zero picks, people. All right. Cleveland, 236 yards, two touchdowns, zero picks, right? So these two quarterbacks kind of match out a little bit. Dak Prescott, 85 QBR. Daniel Jones, 80. All right? Let's talk about a couple of these weapons, right? Now, let me get into the Dallas weapons, like their weapons, right? And not even really their weapons. Let me talk about just one person on their team, right? We all know where this is going. We go CeeDee Lamb, all right? Anybody denying CeeDee Lamb he's a cold dude. He cold. Right? But some of the things that I'm looking at when it comes to CeeDee Lamb is the diva. Right? I don't know if it's the 88, if it's the number that he's wearing. I have no idea. But this goes all the way back to Green Bay. Right? Last year, when Green Bay bounced my boys out of the damn playoffs. Right, he's screaming, he hollering, he's talking about give me the damn ball, right? Which, in turn, same thing that happened on Sunday against Baltimore. He's screaming about the ball. But come on, my boy. You You dropping ball, they right in your hand, you dropping them. You fumbling. You can't see what the quarterback is seeing. If you running your routes and you looking back where the ball is, the quarterback, that can see that you double team, that they're playing over, they got one under. He can see that. He know you the number one receiver, my guy. Chill out. He got you. Relax. And we all know the running game is looking like hot garbage, right? I love my boy, Zeke. But I don't know what to say about that running game, right? You know, the whole thing about Jerry Jones talking about they couldn't afford Derrick Henry, yada, 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 right? But, you know, I agree with some of the people when they were talking about how maybe if you would have paid up sooner, Jerry, right, you could have had Derrick Henry. I mean, shit, what else you want him to do? He there in Dallas at the Mavs games, right? He even got him a little spot, right? He did everything that he was supposed to do besides come up to you and say, hey, Jerry, I want to play for y'all. You start talking about revenue, money bringing in, being brought in, and who X, Y, and Z, and all that other good shit. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, we got it. But why are we even have all that if we not winning? I can give two shits about that. I ain't getting none of that money. I ain't getting none of it. I want to win. So, enough of that, right? You know, on the other side of the ball, you know, Daniel Jones, excuse me, you know, who they got over there? They got Darius over there. They got Devin over there. They got them boys. I mean, it is what it is, right? I mean, but shit, hey, Daniel Jones got to get it to him. And what I'm looking at right now with these numbers, he 2 picks, 0 TD, right? I mean, come on now. I mean, shit, you only can keep Dallas down so long. And we already know how these games are. When you're talking about the NFC East, Dallas, the Giants, Washington, the Eagles, it don't matter what is going on. Them teams can be over. But when they play in that division, it's gonna be something big. It's gonna be a hard game. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? So let's talk about what's gonna happen, right? Me personally, I think the Cowboys are gonna pull this one out. And I'm not being biased, right? It's just some of the things that we discussed or whatever, and I just don't think the Giants is there yet. I think they still got a long way to go before they can do any goddamn thing, right? So, well, just say that it happens, right? Where the Giants smash the Cowboys. Now we're talking about who's gonna be in that seat. Right? Mike McCarthy. They calling for you, my boy. They calling for you. Who are they gonna put in there? I think the best coach to put in that position would be a Bill Belichick. And this is why. Right? The Dallas Cowboys have never had discipline. Discipline is very big, right? Back in the 90s, when they was winning them championships, they was just better than everybody else at that particular time. Think about it. You got Michael Irvin in a hotel with a mountain full of goddamn powder, sniff powder, and he got the holes and stuff up in there. That don't scream discipline. The only other coach that I can think of that has something equivalent to Bill Belichick is the Big Tune, Bill Parcells, right? And we see how that went, right? But I think in order for it to happen, Jerry Jones got to get out of the way. He got to get out of the way and let Bill do his thing. He has to get out of the freaking way. If he want to see a championship before he passed away, he needed to get out of his own way, hire Bill Belichick, Let him run the goddamn team and get you another championship. If not, shit, hey, hopefully Steven can do it when he take over, which I think he can. I mean, it's this decision that was made, that Jerry was trying to make, that Steven kind of stepped in and said, oh, well, hold on, Pop. I mean, shit, he wanted Johnny Manziel. Jerry Jones wanted Johnny Manziel. And Steven Jones was like, oh, no. Right? So I think Steven Jones would have a better outlook of how to maneuver. Right? I don't think he has that ego like his dad does. Right? I'm not saying that he doesn't have an ego. I mean, shit, he'll be in there. Right? I'm just saying I don't think he has that ego like his pop. So I think if all of that works out like that and Steven takes over, I think the Cowboys would be in a pretty good position. Right? So, all right. So let's move on to this next topic that's dear to me. Right? So y'all didn't know from the way I'm talking or whatever. I don't know if I mentioned it or not. I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm a Texas boy. Right? So we're going to roll into my other team. All right? Them Longhorns. Yeah. They back. They are back. All right? So let's talk about how they moved over to the SEC. All right? For me, when I heard that Texas was moving over to the SEC, I automatically told my partners and them, like, hey, listen, it's a done deal. Longhorns is back. And the reason why I said that is because you got to think about it. Don't matter how you feel about them or not, the SEC is the powerhouse conference. They are it, right? Besides some nickel and diamond here, you got Michigan, you got Ohio State, you got, you know, a couple of yada, 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 right? But it's all being freaking the SEC, right? So I'm saying that to say recruiting for years was not good, right? These cats, these kids know, these players, they know. If I want to go to the league, I need to go over to the SEC. I need to play for the Alabama. I need to play for the Georgia. I need to play for the LSU, right? I need to play for these teams because these are the guys that's going to the freaking SEC, excuse me, going to the league from the SEC, right? So I already knew once Texas, hey, we going to SEC recruits. They were going to start better recruiting. And then on top of that, you got an SEC coaching start. Right? But like I said before, I'm a realist. Let me pump the brakes a little bit. Right? Texas, we riding high. We number one. Yada, yada, yada. But this weekend, it starts. Right? We start playing these SEC teams. We got Michigan. We got Mississippi State, right? Oh, we got OU. And then the reason why I say it like that, for those that don't know, that's like in the NFL playing against the NFCs, right? And what I mean by that is, don't matter what OU looks like, they always get up for Texas. They always do. That Red River, it's always going to be good. So they're getting up for that. That's a big one. Then you got them boys, them dogs, them Georgia Bulldogs. We got them. They coming up, right? They get ready to play Alabama this weekend. So what happens? Right? You may have some extra attitude coming that way because if them boys lose to Alabama, oh, they're going to try to knock Texas' head off. But I think we're ready for it. You know how I say, you know, the old saying, I'm from Missouri, the show me state, right? Texas is going to have to show me. They're going to have to show us that they can go in there and do their goddamn thing, right? And then you got Vanderbilt, you got Florida coming up, right? So, but I think for the most part, I think Texas is going to be okay, right? Like I said before, you got that SEC coach and Sark coming up that way. He's groomed them. He's put them in a position in order to be SEC ready. Before they even went over there, y'all saw how them boys went through the Big 12 before they came to the SEC. The Big 12 commissioner is looking stupid in the face because all this money and everything going the other direction. He talking noise, talking. Yeah, he was upset because he know Texas is back. And it, hey, and all his money left with it. Already, but it is what it is, right? So we're going to see this weekend how all this stuff pans out, right? Just to recap that, right? We got Dallas playing the Giants today at 8 Eastern time or whatever. You know what I mean? Tune in to that. And then we got Texas that's playing Mississippi State this weekend, right? You know I'm going to have my face all up in the TV. All right? So thank you guys for tuning in to High Rise Sports Talk. It's been real talking to y'all. All right? Stay tuned. I'm going to have some more of these coming out. Next week, you're going to get another one coming out, and we're going to discuss some other things, right? We're going to start discussing the full NFL and what's going on in NFL, the full NCAA, right? And all those things, all right? So, once again, appreciate y'all listening to me. This is your boy, High Rise, High Rise Sports, signing out. Y'all be easy.